Well, welcome back into Tiger Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined now by head wrestling coach David Hawks. David, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tony.
Well, as we head towards Valentine's Day in a couple of days, that means we're kind of getting to the end of the season here for basketball and for wrestling, but especially so for you guys, because your season ends a little bit before the basketball teams do. First of all, I got to ask you about last Thursday. So you're sitting there in the morning. I don't know when you guys got the word that Warsaw wasn't going to be able to come. What's that kind of – I kind of had in my head a draft war room on draft day for the NFL, trying to figure out exactly what you guys were going to do and be able to do. Who makes that phone call to Fort Scott? How does that conversation get started?
It was definitely wild. You know, it was very emotional, up and down, like as you could imagine. So we actually had all the kids up in the wrestling room in the morning, and we were getting the match rolled up so that we could get them carried down to the gym floor. And Coach McNeely called me and said, well, Warsaw said they can't come. So at this point, it's almost 9 o'clock. So, you know, I'm very deflated. So I start to talk to the guys. And then Mr. Darter and Coach McNeely come upstairs to also address the team and let them know, you know, we're going to see if there's anything else possible that we can do. Because they certainly wanted to you know, showcase this event as well. So, you know, we told the guys we're going to try to get something worked out. So they went back to class and we had a discussion with it administration about, you know, maybe we just do an inner squad, get something so these guys can, you know, try to perform in front of the students. But also in the meantime that, you know, the Fort Scott were bringing their girls over to have a few girl matchups for us. So Coach McNeely made a call over to the Fort Scott athletic director and just to see if maybe there was an outside chance that, you know, he could get their wrestling team ready to come over here. And so, you know, thankfully the stars aligned and we were very fortunate that Fort Scott was willing to do that. Otherwise, you know, it definitely wouldn't have been the same if we were doing an inner squad or a glorified practice in front of the student body. I'm not sure that would have went over near as well. So we're definitely thankful to Coach Metcalf at Fort Scott for getting those guys together. You know, they had maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours notice before they were getting in some vans to drive over here. So, you know, we're very grateful that that they were willing to do that for us. And actually, they had another event in Pittsburgh on Thursday night. So they left straight from here and drove their kids to Pittsburgh to compete in a junior varsity tournament for some of them over there.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, kudos to everybody at Fort Scott for doing that and helping you guys out, because I know that was very important to get that in and to be able to do that. Unfortunately, because of some of the scheduling, we decided to bow out on our part, NevadaMOTV.com, but we'll pick that up again next year. So but anyway, definitely a really interesting situation. Have you ever been through anything like that before?
Never. No, not at all. I mean, like I said, just the highs and lows of, you know, kind of all over the place, like a roller coaster there. I can't imagine being one of the wrestlers and thinking you're going to get to compete and then you're not, and then all of a sudden you are again. So they were, you know, they were back bouncing back and forth too. And, you know, to their credit, they came out and performed well.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because you had some pretty good performances as well during that meet.
Yeah, so I mean, first of all, our two girls that started it off, you know, Lotus was the very first match, and she wrestled the number one ranked girl in the state of Kansas, and you know, I think kind of got herself dug in a hole a little bit, but as she always does, just continued to battle and continued to fight back, and eventually got the pin. So that was a pretty big win for her. You know, I don't know if I tried to hide it. I didn't necessarily come out and tell her that you're wrestling the number one girl in the state of Kansas, but the student body somehow figured it out. So they were, you know, that was kind of the talk of the whole duel. And then of course Claire followed that up with a big pin of her own. So that was exciting. That was an awesome way to start that. You know, then with our varsity guys, we just continued to kind of roll, and everybody wrestled well. You know, we had some kids filling in some spots, mainly just to get matches, because I wanted to showcase this event. We wanted, you know, our wrestlers to be able to wrestle. So that was a good thing. We had a few JV kids that actually stepped in and filled some spots in our varsity lineup just to get a match. I mean, just to give them mat time and, you know, let the school watch them wrestle.
Well, and I don't know where your kids figured that out, but I saw an article somebody posted to Facebook from over there. My wife and I live over there, and talking about, and I forget her name now, but the wrestler who was number one in the state.
Hannah Mann, I think.
Yeah, and so I don't know if they saw the same thing I did or how are they if they figured out, but that's pretty cool. We'll talk about districts here in a minute, but Lotus going back to state again this year, is there anything? I know there's differences between Missouri and Kansas, but if you've already wrestled the number one kid in Kansas, that's got to give you some confidence going forward.
I think it certainly did, but we saw it again last weekend. She's very capable of beating some really good girls. And I just hope that she continues that momentum. And I think, you know, last year at state for the girls, it was everyone's first time. So, maybe there was nerves for everyone, but she had a really good summer. She trained a lot, went to some really big national tournaments. So, and having a year under her belt at the high school level, that'll help her next weekend, I'm sure.
Well, she's going to get to go to state. Claire Pritchett's going to join her as well. Just talk about their performances. You had three wrestlers actually wrestling there at the girls' district last week, I believe. And just talk about their performances.
We addressed the team last night wholly as the boys and girls, and we talked about how, you know, the girls, I feel like they all wrestled the very best at the district tournament, all three of them. So that's exactly what, and I challenged the guys, you know, that's what we have to do. If we want to move on, we have to wrestle our best this weekend. So I hope they can carry that momentum over that the girls kind of started. But yeah, I mean, they, so neither Claire or Lotus were seated in the top four in their district bracket. So both of them beat some good girls, maybe some that have beat them. Actually, both of those two beat girls that they've lost to earlier this year. So that kind of just goes to show they put it together at the right time. And even Taylor, I think she wrestled her best. She won a match, won her first round, and was right in her second round match and dropped it, and then eventually dropped her next one also. But yeah, Lotus was, she won her first two matches and she was in the semifinals, and you know, she had the girl on her back, and if you ask me, I'd say she was pinned every time, but you know, unfortunately the official didn't see it that way. So she took a tough loss, and she was down. But she had to win one more to qualify for state. So she beat a very good Monette girl who she's beat four times this year, and it's really hard to do that against a good opponent. So she got to the fourth place match where she dropped another really close match. And then, Claire had her Saturday was kind of unbelievable. She lost her first match Friday night, and so she was done until Saturday morning and had to come back and win four matches in a row just to make it to state. So she was able to do that, beat a girl that she lost to at the conference tournament. So that was very impressive to see what she was able to do on Saturday.
How big of a deal is that, and how much confidence can these girls gain from doing it the way they did it? You know, neither one of them went straight through, won every single match. They had to come from you know, after losing and rebound and all that kind of thing. How big of a deal is that for them to have that experience, know that they struggled a little bit, but they were able to rebound and get things done?
I think, you know, that's exactly what we have to do. When you get at state, get to the state tournament, very rarely are things ever going to go your direction every time. So, you know, they've are able to battle with their back against the wall. So when they're in that situation, you know, it would be nice to get to Columbia and just win, get to the finals and not have to worry about it. But if we are in a situation where we need to, you know, fight and scratch our way into a medal at state, we're kind of battle tested. So those two they'll be ready for that.
And they now have a week off, as the boys will have their district this week, states next week. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you got the boys coming up. Their Bolivar start on Friday.
Yeah, so Coach Hurd and I are going to go tomorrow to the seeding meeting and kind of see how the brackets line up. But again, you know, the girls showed us last week, those seeds aren't worth more than the paper that they're written down on. So so regardless of how that goes, you know, we've got to be able to wrestle our best, whether we're get a one seed somewhere or we get a last seed. You know, we've got to wrestle our best. So I know that the kids that we're going to be taking are going to be ready to wrestle. So come Friday night, you know, they'll be ready to put on their best performance of the year.
Who's someone you're looking at this weekend for the boys that maybe at the beginning of the season you thought, I don't know if they can win the district, but maybe they've progressed enough now to where you think, hey, they're going to have a really good shot?
You know, I think, without singling anyone out, we've got a lot of kids that several of them are certainly have progressed since the beginning of the year. So I think I'm excited about that. Just overall, you know, I think we've got coming out of our district, which again, like it was last year, is going to be the top district in the state. So, you know, we would like to try to get, last year we got two kids out. We would like to try to get two or three this year. And then, you know, coming back, we've got a lot of younger kids coming back for next year to, compete. But you know, like I said, we've got several kids that are improving as the year's progressed. So I'm excited to see how they can do this weekend.
All right. You said it's going to be the toughest district. It seems to always be for you guys. What's your mentality going in? I mean, everything seeming pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, like I talked about our conference before, I think our conference is one of the toughest wrestling conferences. So we had to battle through that, and we're prepared to have to do the same thing this weekend when we get to Bolivar.
Expand on that a little bit. I think we've talked about that a little already this season, but you know, like you said, the Big Eight is one of the tougher wrestling conferences in the state as well. And so that competition throughout the year, it's prepared you fairly well for this district tournament.
Yeah. You know, we, at our conference tournament, the latest rankings that have come out had Monette and Seneca as the first and fourth place team in the state, rankings. And so we saw both of them in our conference tournament. They'll both be at the district tournament, and then you add in Bolivar, who I think is ranked second or third in the state. So we've got, I think there's four teams in the top six or eight that are all coming out of our district. So you know, it's something we're just kind of getting used to, and we just have to adjust and perform better, because that's all that we can do.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. Hopefully we get at least three guys through and more than you had last year. Hopefully everybody makes it. Yeah. That would be great. And again, we'll talk more about state next week on Tiger Talk. But I know that's big, because everybody gets really excited for that. So, but anyway, good luck this weekend. Hopefully we get some guys through to join those girls that are already there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
All right. We'll take another break and come back and wrap up Tiger Talk. This is Tiger Talk here on KNEM, KNMO.